The next committee report will be the health care system. Trustee Courts.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. The University Health Care Committee met yesterday at 1 p.m. in this room, the Michelle Thompson Room here at UIC. Joining me at the meeting to constitute a quorum were Trustees Estrada, Holmes, Fitzgerald, and Schumach. Special thanks to Trustees Holmes and Schumach, who are new members of our committee. And also, we singled out Trustee Estrada, who was joining us for his last committee meeting, his last meeting of our committee, and appreciate his wonderful service through the years. The committee first reviewed those agenda items proposed to go before the full board today for a vote. There was no opposition voiced against allowing this to happen. These items are number 8, establish a Doctor of Medicine degree and curriculum, Carl Illinois College of Medicine in Urbana. Number 9, establish the Interdisciplinary Health Sciences Institute, Office of the Vice Chancellor for Research, Urbana. Number 10, reappoint member to the Advisory Board, Division of Specialized Care for Children in Springfield, Chicago. 11, approve the University of Illinois Community Assessment of Needs Implementation Plan, University of Illinois Hospital and Health Sciences System, Chicago. Number 12, designate the G. Stephen and Kathleen Irwin Learning Center Auditorium, College of Medicine, Chicago. And number 18, a purchase recommendation regarding administration and management services for various UIC health insurance products for 1 year at $1.9 million, cost to be passed on to those insurees. Our collaboration highlight for the meeting was presented by Dr. Terry Vandenhoek, the Chief of Emergency Medicine at UIC, on the Illinois Heart Rescue Project, a global model for emergency cardiovascular care and preventative emergency medicine. In collaboration is Dr. Brad Weir at UIUC, and notably, work is carried out at all medical campuses in the state and even with SIU at Springfield. So with very much a statewide reach, research focuses on heart attack, MI, and cardiac arrest out of hospital, from initial CPR, cardiopulmonary resuscitation, in the field to definitive care in hospital. Some locales have seen a remarkable 5-fold increase in survival rates due to this coordination of services. Going further, the project has been focusing on high-risk areas with high rates of cardiovascular disease and includes preventative measures such as CPR education and smoking cessation, including outreach to those of high school age. This work is expanding nationally and also internationally, mainly to India and China, both with high rates of MI and sudden death. Our hospital CEO, Dr. Avijit Ghosh, then gave us a hospital update. I would like to publicly recognize the UIC Doctor of the Year, Fernando Teste in Neurology, and the UIC Employee of the Year, Jamie Haley, a medical social consultant. Efforts are being made to expand ambulatory coverage, as it seems this is the future of the majority of clinical care. We have opened new clinics in Pilsen, Maxwell Street, near the East Campus at UIC, and the South Loop. In concert with IPAC, we would like to push for regulatory relief to enable us to pursue a public-private endeavor for a much-needed ambulatory surgery center. Regarding financials, as Walt mentioned, first quarter of fiscal 2017 resulted in an operating margin of $1.1 million, which is roughly twice for the same period last year. We need to grow this, but, you know, the good news is the trend is going in the right direction. We still have problems with accounts receivable of those greater than 60 days, but I have good news to report that this has seemed to plateau and recently show a downward trend. A similar improvement is noted for days cash on hand. Emphasis on proposed initiatives center around streamlining and optimizing patient scheduling with the ultimate goal of patient self-scheduling. Second is, as you've heard, an overhaul of the information technology infrastructure, a big capital investment that should have large, that should save large sums in the future due to increased efficiency. Indeed, the patient self-scheduling goal probably cannot be realized without the IT overhaul. Dr. Chamberlain reported to the committee in his capacity as Chief of Compliance. We have no major HIPAA violation incidents to report. Our strategy is comprised of robust audits and educational programs. Medical School Dean Dimitri Azar then gave us a report on graduate medical education. This is a very important part of our educational mission, where after medical school, young physicians first assume responsibility for their care of their patients. We have 142 programs with over 800 trainees. Our last briefing was by UIUC Provost Fazer on the progress of the Carle School of Medicine. There is a 40-month period between when the board approved this and the date when the first students will matriculate. To date, all is on schedule for this major undertaking. The college has received Illinois Board of Higher Education approval, and now we are working on approval for the curriculum. Our new dean is currently actively recruiting faculty and staff. The next meeting of UHS committee will be on January 18, 2017, in the Michelle Thompson Rooms, beginning either at 12:30 or 1 p.m. We will get back to you on that when that decision is made. And I'd be happy to take any questions.
Any questions? Very detailed committee meeting. I appreciate it. Any comments or questions? All right, hearing none. Thanks, Tim.